Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode, the long-lost episode, in fact, of Uncomfortable Silence. I am here on the West Coast, as always, Trevor Crafts here in beautiful sunny San Diego, and with me, my co-hostess with the most hostess.
Dude, what?
Kurt Kohler.
No, you can't say hostess. Come on. That's low, man. That's
why,
low.
Just because it was... Wasn't really a co-host.
Mike check. Mike check. Mike check 1-2. Dude. Hostess with the...
It just came out that way. I didn't mean to come out that way.
What is that?
It actually was just a host with the most, but then it... Co-host with... But then it didn't... And then ended up as hostess. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Uncomfortable. I can't do it. Oh God! All right, take 42.
Are you gonna do it in a funny accent? You're good at funny accents.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, do the funny accent. Be funny. Be funny, clown. Oh, you're afraid of clowns.
I'm deathly afraid of clowns. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Uncomfortable Silence. I'm Trevor Crafts, as always, here on the beautiful West Coast of San Diego. And as always, with me is one of my best friends in the whole world who's back from the living dead. He's finally back. He's not dead anymore. He's come back to do a podcast with me, Kurt Kohler, in New Jersey.
Hey, Trevor. Good to see you, man. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. It's nice to see your beautiful face. You look like somebody. I'm not sure who it is. I'm going to think about that for a while. I have some news.
What's your news, my friend?
My news is, so I got this Android phone.
Yeah.
And I think I showed it to you. Did I show it?
Yeah. No, not really, but I mean, it's okay.
It looks like this.
Ooh, wow. Magical.
It's and like when
magical.
You turn it on, it looks like, you know, that. And it's got a really nice AMOLED screen. And, you know,
that's very sexy. When I
turn it on, it takes a long time to turn on. But, you know, it works and it's a nice phone.
Because it's not an iPhone.
It's made by Samsung.
Okay.
And it's nice.
Okay.
And
I buy that for a dollar.
It's got certain hardware in it. Today I got this phone.
Why?
This is my
Samsung Windows 7 phone. Aha.
This is my Windows 7 phone.
Okay, lucky you. Now you have two phones.
See, there's that Windows 7 phone.
Nice. Okay.
This is a good phone. I expected it to be crap, and it's actually I'm developing an app for it, and I thought, well, I need to get the actual handset to test it out. And I figured it would just be a bad joke of an OS like their previous 72.
8 million Windows CE and all the other versions. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured it would be what I like to refer to as garbage. I thought it would just be just horrible. It's actually really nice. I turned it on and it comes up very fast when you turn it on from a cold, which you never do. But if you did, it comes up very fast. And
if you were in Siberia or something in the cold.
Yeah, no, and it just walked me through like a couple of things. It's like, where do you get your, you know, mail and stuff? And I was like, Google, and it like that was one of the options, which is shocking, right? And I'm like, Google, and it was like, and it hooked up, and it got my calendar, my contacts, and my stuff. And then it was like, how about Facebook? Do you do Facebook? I'm like, yeah, and integrated all that stuff. And then they're like, how about Xbox? Do you do that? And I'm like, yes. And so it's all like, it's all on there, and it's
triple X that give you that too as an option.
It's a really nice interface, believe it or not. That's hard. It's really hard to believe, and I'm finding it hard to believe that I'm saying those words. But it's super minimal and super kind of it's really minimal and really like clean and
minimalist, almost, one would say.
Yeah, one could say that. I
one
see
might,
that word.
One might say.
I see that word everywhere, but the interface is like a lot of this. Like you can't even see it because the
white screen.
The contrast is all weird. All but right, it.
Wait, whoa.
it's a lot of this camera sucks, but it's a totally different take. There's no grids. Everything else is grids now. The iPhone was like, it's a grid of icons. And then you go into the Facebook app. It's like a grid of icons, right? Yeah. And everything like emulated that. This is completely not like that. And it's kind of an interesting.
Sounds like you have a very special relationship with this phone now.
It's kind of an interesting take on it. And I'm kind of into it. So
human machine interface.
I there's only like 8 apps for it right now, but I mean, it's, you know,
well, there will be soon 9 apparently.
Yeah, but I can like, I'm going to put you like, if I go into my people and I look up Trevor Crafts, are you familiar with him?
I have heard of him.
I can put you right on my homepage. He's a looker. I can put you right on my homepage, and then your little face is on. It'll be one of these little tiles.
It's a degenerate.
And then anything that you do, like in the world, like if you.
Oh, great! That's fantastic. It's good to know that now your mobile phone additionally is tracking me along with everything else.
It tracks you everywhere, so I like it. And cool. And I have to say that I didn't expect that. I thought I would just be like, I have to tolerate this, and I'm pleasantly surprised. So I think it's going to become my main phone, which is shocking to me also.
That is shocking, actually, considering the long history of shitty Windows phones. That's actually quite impressive.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I have some of those shitty Windows phones still kicking around, like with, you know, the old.
I'm sure that you do.
They have no value or anything like that. I basically they're unlocked, and I basically use them when I travel because they have, you know, like when I went to Ukraine, I used one of those. And when I go to another country, I use one of those.
Another country.
Yeah. So I installed the Zune software also, which is their iTunes, but it's called
Zune. The Zune. Yeah.
And I last installed that like 6 years ago. That's gotten a lot better, and they have some interesting things. But it's right now. It's on my screen because I was looking at the apps in the App Store
three of them.
There's like 86, but but I'm on the main marketplace like picks page where it's recommending things to me, and it's recommending the first under artists for you. The first artist is Insane Clown Posse.
How did they know?
I'm not sure what that says about.
How did they know?
It's really disturbing.
Hit the nail right on the head.
Because I'm not into ICP. I'm not a juggalo. I don't go to the gathering of the juggalos.
It's not your scene. It's not your flavor.
It's not. And now that they've
now
that they've come out as being born again Christians, I don't know if you know about this.
Yeah, that's such a weird additional twist of life. It would be like if G.G. Allen decided that he wanted to then become like, you know, part of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints movement. It's just about that weird.
That's right. And so I have even less in common with them and the movement. I mean, it's like another thing, yet they're the number one recommended artist for me.
Did they classify now as Christian rock? Is that like their new thing?
Christian rap rock or something?
Maybe. Hard to say. Very confusing and frightening.
Yeah, I read an article on that and it scared me. But they recommend that I buy like 3 of their albums and also.
I'm sure. Yeah. So it sounds like the Zune software is working really, really well.
Well, what's funny is I only used it. I've only listened to like 9 songs, and most of it was like mindless self-indulgence and like
falling
and
clown.
And Trent Moller, which is like this other thing completely. But I guess when you mix those two together,
yeah, you add that together and you get a Mad Lib kind of.
You get Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
So do you want to go to the Gathering of the Juggalos with me this year?
You know, I've never had an invitation quite like that before, so I think I'm going to say yes.
I think we should.
I'm going to put my clown makeup on, and I'm deathly afraid of clowns, actually. So that's a big step for me that I could actually go to an event like that and not wet my pants again.
I've always been really curious about it in this weird, like, sick, like, you know, like. How screwed up can it be on how many levels? Like, I've always kind of thought about maybe attending that, but no. But if you go, I'll go. Are you in?
We should go together.
Are you in?
I think. When is it?
I'm
booked that day.
Sorry,
I can't go that.
Yeah,
if it was any other day, but then I'd be right there. But whatever that day happens to be, I'm a little just got some stuff I gotta do.
You've never wanted to. To go to the Gathering at the Juggalos?
I did when I was younger.
You did, really?
And then I did. I voted for it before I voted against it.
Oh, I see.
It was part of the problem.
So So I was thinking about that. I've had a lot going on, and I know we haven't recorded in a while. I had the
You've been deathly ill.
I had the
You've
flu.
Had like you had like the plague. You had the bubonic plague, and that's why we're a little delayed. Our wonderful viewers out there, but
I had a flu that lasted for almost 2 weeks, and then you got sick.
I did. I was ill, and so you know, it's kind of like Armageddon. It's kind of like the apocalypse going on, apparently.
And I didn't even make you sick because I haven't, you know,
kissed in a while. I know it's weird.
Seen you in ages. So give me an update. So I haven't actually talked to you.
It's been busy over here in California, actually.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I got the work stuff, just normal work stuff, normal client stuff, dealing with all the, you know, fantastic things that happen. It was a weird news story that popped up that kind of surprised me.
Oh yeah.
It, right off the coast of LA. Now I'm not in LA itself, but I am outside of LA, but
sort of,
yeah, I mean, sort of like 100 and some odd miles away from LA,
I'm actually just outside of LA too.
Yeah, that's true. You're about as close to LA as I am. Yeah. So the story is that, and I didn't see it because I don't live near LA, but like, basically there was a missile launch.
What?
There was, so off the coast of LA, there's all these little islands and stuff, right? And so this news helicopter, like local news helicopter, found or like photographed basically like a missile plume. Somebody launched a missile in, like, for whatever reason, like a decent sized missile
out on one of the California keys. They
basically, yeah, like the sort of, you know, the you know, Catalina area. And it's like, you know, and I'm looking at these photos of this huge plume of smoke, and it looks just like a, you know, like a NASA shuttle launch or like a rocket launch.
Is it a photo or video or which?
It's video. It's not a video of like, it's like video that you can see of like a trail of smoke rising up into like the California sky, like an arch, like it arches up.
Is it like a movie thing? Is it like a special
or something? No, it's like, I mean, it is close to Hollywood, but no, like they called everybody, like NORAD and the Pentagon and all this other stuff about like, oh, well, what is this big thing? They're like, oh, well, we have no idea. We have no clue what this is. Now, it's bizarre on two different levels. Number one, it's bizarre that we're spending so much money on defense contracting, and when a rocket goes off,
yeah, we're like, know.
I have no idea what that was. And then,
Did they even know about it, or did people
called it. Yeah, people called them. They're like, hey, there's a rocket that just went off. Should we be worried?
And they're like, oh, we'll check into that.
What rock?
That's the best.
You know? And it's like,
tax dollars at work.
Tax dollars hard at work. The other option, which I think is way better, is it's like an Austin Powers like supervillain that has launched some rocket, undetectable rocket, into the California airspace as like his eject pod, his like escape pod, which I think is way more feasible at this point in time.
That's
I think it's like a supervillain. It's like it's like the Incredibles or you know, something like that.
That's I would find that funny if it wasn't so annoying and annoying. I mean, it's we put there's so
my
much
joke or the actual thing.
So much money goes into your joke, and no, it's
true.
Just
I spend a lot of money on my jokes.
It's unbelievable, and I just find it. It's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. Oh yeah, the thing went off. That's like the that explosion, the seismographic explosion thingy, crazy thing that happened in the middle of Australia 1 year, and it was basically like they felt all this on the seismo people. They felt on the little graphs. They saw all the little seismo stuff, and it turned out they think maybe that was a nuke. Somebody put off in the middle of Australia.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We're not sure. We don't want to know.
We don't know, but it could be some cult, some crazy Japanese cult.
There's a lot
like
of those.
I forget the name of this thing, but it's like the one. It's the one that tear gassed the subways. It's the same group.
Oh, right.
And they thought, oh well, maybe they just because they actually own some land in the middle of Australia, weirdly, and they were like, well, maybe they just set off a nuke, and we're not sure, but they don't know, and they never figured out what this was. It was like some major seismic event that had signatures and they're just like, it could have been a nuke. We don't know. Next. Let's move on.
Hey, I'm reading, sorry. A U.S. Northern Command official who didn't want to be identified said the contrail could very well be from an airplane.
That just took off an island? Like straight
vertically.
Up? Like vertically straight up?
I fly that airline all the time.
Is that Virgin's new like space
that's,
shop?
It's Virgin Galactic.
They're from one of the California Keys. That's where they launch.
I didn't know they were ready to go. It's like the beautiful sunset, and there's this like vertical plume of smoke in the middle of this gorgeous sunset over the, you know, the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Los Angeles.
But was it like a trick of the eye? Like there was that one shot of that plane like banking around the Golden Gate Bridge, and people thought it was like 5 feet away, but it was really not. It was not even close or whatever. Do you remember that? That was recent too. And it was like this.
Yeah, this
it was just because
like
somebody was using like a super telephoto lens, and it just compressed the scene. And
this
they
looks
thought,
like a huge plume of smoke. And
does it start like on the ground though?
Yeah, it starts from the ground and it goes up into the sky, and it has like a little arc and a parabolic thing, and
it's a plane,
you know.
So it's like a shuttle. It's like the shuttle up to
Colonel
like
Dave Lappin, a spokesman for the Pentagon, said later Tuesday that while there's no evidence that the contrail was left by a missile, the department is still investigating. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's like,
thanks guys.
Of course they're not going to say like, oh yeah, by the way, rogue missile was just launched. Sorry, guys. Missed that one.
Wow.
It's like it was aiming for the asteroid that's heading towards Earth. Oops. Let the cat out of the bag on that one.
That's crazy. That's interesting. It's funny. Maybe they're testing something. Maybe, you know, there's a million things that could be. And that's since nobody right. like actually that. Trusts the government anymore, that yeah. could be. Yeah, who knows what that
is. But I'd like to know, what are they testing? Is it like we're sending robots into space again? Is it like one of the other things? You know, I mean, who knows what it is?
It's easy to get away with things if you're right.
That's the thing. I think if you have money, you can get away with pretty much anything.
Yeah. So I read a story that I really liked. So I live
Pray tell.
Well, I live in New Jersey. We're trading stories now. I live in New Jersey, and
We know. Pretty much all 30 people that are listening to this podcast know that you're from New Jersey.
Things cost money here.
They do tend to.
And sometimes they cost, you know, too much money. We've talked before about all the, you know, tax. I mean, that's boring and I'm not going to get into it. But, you know, it's like things are expensive. So yep. I read this story where this this woman, she went outside one day and she has like a, like a wrought iron fence, like around her properties, like an mm-hmm. antique wrought iron fence, like around mm-hmm. the front yard. Mm-hmm. So she goes outside and one morning and it's not there. Like mm-hmm. the fence is gone. So she's like, oh, that's weird. So then he's like, okay, or she's okay. Yeah, that sucks. And then she's driving down the street like a couple weeks later, and she sees her fence like in another guy's yard, like three blocks from her house. Right. And
not even across town, like next door.
Yeah,
like
literally,
hey, what's
like,
going on? You like my new fence?
Right, like three blocks away. And he's like, no, I had permission to take the fence in like the next door lot, but I just took too much. And that's what he said. His excuse, like they're like, hey, this is, you stole this fence. You stole a fence from somebody's front yard. You took like a wrought iron fence in the middle of the night and you put it on your front yard. And here's photos of her house with the fence. And like, here's your house now. And your neighbors say that there was no fence before. And suddenly you have this fence and it's the same fence. So, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, well, yeah, I was taking the neighbor's fence and I just took too much. And I had permission to take the neighbor's fence. And he was just like, that was what he came up with in that moment. I was just doing that. Yeah, it turns out, that's not true. Instead, he had actually gone to her house before and said, can I have your fence? And she said, no. So, and then he went away. So it was like the same dude. So I don't know. People are crazy, but I kind of like it. I'm kind of weirdly into it. Cause I have a bunch of repairs to do on my house, like on different things. And I'm thinking like, I just put a garage door in my garage, like a new garage door that opens and closes, like a modern garage door with a button.
Wow.
Before it Impressive. Had like a wooden, you know, bunch of crap from like the 20s.
Slaves opening it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We had the slaves, and that's not in this neighborhood. Not good.
Less kosher. Yeah.
So So I thought, you know, and I just spent a bunch of money having all that done. And I was thinking, I could have just gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go around to the neighbors, knock on a door, say, hey, what's up? Can I take your thing? No? Okay, fine. I'll take it anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever it happens to be.
I'm thinking that might be a good way to
Pella windows.
Just take replacement windows out.
Yeah. Want some Pella windows? Oh, no. Okay, I'll just take yours.
Do you think that's like a
Viking
feasible
grill?
Do you think that's like a feasible? No, not like grills and stuff. That's easy. That's easy. I mean, I've done that. I mean, you've probably
who
done
hasn't?
That, right? Yeah,
who hasn't?
But actually, like some kind of installed, you know, like infrastructure related to the house. Like, oh, I need a new, you know, front porch. I like this one over here.
New front just, door. Let me just take yours.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna saws all. It's not gonna really matter too much.
Yeah, tear it up in the middle of the night. And I'm thinking I'm kind of into it. So I'm
but the other thing that I find interesting about the story,
I'm exploring that.
The guy's got to be like, I mean, to pull out a wrought iron fence, he's got to be a strong dude.
He was 53 years old, and he just did it.
He was wearing like a power suit.
I don't know. It was crazy. But
those exist now, by the way. Did you know that?
Oh, the power suits?
A power suit.
Oh, like the mech stuff?
Yes.
Oh, really?
So I saw this thing on...
Like, exists for real or exists like
for
in
real.
A... Like in a super shitty like
Black Eyed Peas
video.
No. For reals. So the Raytheon Sarcos company, they're like a defense contractor.
Yeah, Raytheon.
Actually built a real suit that magnifies your strength 17 times.
Don't do this. This is Raytheon. Look it up. They do other stuff that's kind of weird. Like they're the people that build those crazy sound weapons that they bring
it's
into
hot.
Cities.
This
and
thing
like...
is for real though, dude. This thing is like finally there. Finally, aliens will come true, and the power loader will be a reality in our lifetime.
They're not going to. No. That's you're not going to use that. That's not you. That's like
gonna
they're going to use that. It's like the same. They give it to the police. Get that and the
no. They're
when I
saying
say the police,
that this thing,
I mean the militarized like new police with the out the names on the uniforms and they're wearing black and it just says
right.
like police.
No. This suit has obvious military applications, but Smith also sees broader commercial possibilities and a shorter timetable. He said, if orders come in and production ramps up within 3 years, you could have your very own $150,000 Iron Man suit to help you push boxes around your warehouse. You know, you could do one of those great infomercial things like, you know, like, can you lift up a box? Oh, no.
Do you have to
is
replace
that hurting
your
back? Yeah, you do.
Your heart with one of
you
them?
You do. With the spirally generator arc reactor? Yeah, you do. That's the only downside. That
it's
is
like
the only
replace
downside.
Your heart.
That is the only downside.
Yeah. So I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to start saving now. When do they come out?
3 years, 150,000.
So 50 grand a year I need to put away for that.
That's okay. You can do that.
Can you get them on layaway?
Let me check.
Because I could start paying in and then...
They sell them at Kmart. Oh, my God.
Well, I have a hard time saving money and my credit's not good. So what I thought I would do is give them money.
Yeah, a little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time before just ahead of time.
Right, of course. Like to start now. Now the thing's pretty great. Like punches through a board and he like lifts a bunch of stuff in the video.
That's not but the problem is who's making it and why, and it's there's no commercial application for that. The only commercial application for that is if you can somehow believe that like private security is like a commercial
application. The commercial application is that I've always wanted a power suit and I may be that eccentric billionaire one day that decides that that's like a really good idea for me. To like roll around and like punch through walls and stuff.
Got it.
You don't know that. You don't know anything. I might just do that.
I
might
know
get
that
one
the
of
other,
those.
I know
downtown.
That the other stuff that every, I know that everything else that that company has made has been turned against the population. It was stuff that was originally made for military uses, and they've used it against like demonstrators and other people randomly.
As they should.
They developed that crazy sonic sound weapon thing.
Yeah, man. That they used against the Hulk.
Then. No, but it they used it in Pittsburgh against like one of the G whatever summits that they had there, and everybody came.
People complain about that shit all the time.
Yeah, but whatever. But they have a right to protest, and they went out and
I understand they have a right to protest.
But
that
they apparently they don't, because what they did is they rolled in with these sound machines and they started making this crazy noise that makes you unable to stand with this thing, and then the people had to leave.
Cooks your brain
and the if you look that up on YouTube, it's have you ever seen that movie RoboCop?
Have I seen RoboCop? I am RoboCop.
Yeah. So you know the you have 20 seconds to comply. Yeah. That whole thing.
You have 20 seconds to
comply. It was exactly like that. It was like they rolled up in this giant vehicle, and then like there was like this recorded message. It's like you have to leave.
You have 10 seconds to comply.
And then they started the sound machine. So that's one thing that they make. Another that was used for. Apparently, they took that one, overseas, and it worked out so well in some conflicts that we had that they decided
nice. To
here against us. So then the next one that they came out with right after that was the one that it makes you feel like you're burning.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. That's so much fun.
But it doesn't actually hurt you. Whatever that could possibly mean. So they point this thing at you, and it makes you feel like you have a hot iron under your skin. But it doesn't actually do any long-term damage, which
is great. Really, that's the thing. That's psychological weaponry. That's really what we need these days.
And like, I'm having a hard time believing that like anything that could make you feel that way, right, would be long-term safe. There's no way. So I have another new hobby that I want to do, and this is another story I read. So you know, my one thing I want to do is steal people's hard installed, you know, like things in their yards and bring them to mine. The other thing is, and this is, there was a woman on the Garden State Parkway who this was her hobby. She would go out on the parkway, and she would just brake a lot. She would just brake a lot. She would go out there and brake a lot, and then cause people to tailgate, and then she would like report people for tailgating. And she did this a lot. And eventually, she got arrested for that. Because I guess you can't do that. So she did this 22 different times.
That's awesome.
And I guess if you do it that many times, they're kind of
well,
like...
Well, yeah, I think if you do anything 22 times, you get arrested for it these days.
Yeah. So that's the other sort of hobby. I'm trying to come up with my own ideas, but I'm having a hard time. So I'm gonna steal one of these other ones. Because there are so many great ideas out there.
Did you hear about the Turnpike Goat?
Wow. Yes. No. What?
The Turnpike Goat.
What is that?
G-O-A-T. Goat.
No.
There's a goat that ended up somehow on the New Jersey Turnpike.
A goat?
And a goat, like a real goat.
Okay.
Was on the New Jersey Turnpike. I think it was somewhere between like exit 4 and exit 8. And it would just walk up and down... Uh-huh. The turnpike on one side, just munching grass and eating or whatever. And people would call in and say, like we did one time, like my wife and I were driving up to New York or wherever we were driving to. And it's like, there's a goat on the turnpike. Like we called, you know, like 911 or something. Like, yeah, where are you? Yeah, okay, that's a turnpike goat. It's fine. Like it doesn't wander out into the road.
Oh, it's the turnpike goat.
Oh, it's a turn. Oh, that's just a turnpike goat. Like,
is
oh,
it a
like,
thing like
that's.
Is it a thing like Google has where they – because Google has goats and they eat the lawn?
Yeah, I mean it was – but it wasn't a sanctioned like state of New Jersey.
Maybe the state of New Jersey is cutting costs and they decided to get goats to eat the lawn so they don't have to pay people in unions to cut the lawn. Maybe they decided goats were a good solution.
That's probably what it is. But it was weird because it was like they were just like, yeah, normal thing, turnpike goat, like not a big whoop.
But they said the turnpike, like there's
the
one.
Like Cher. Oh, that's just Cher on the turnpike again. Eating the grass. Cher. What? Who are you calling about? What's the turnpike goat? He's so cute. He's the turnpike goat. He just is, he's there. He never goes out into the roadway, so he's fine. He's just a turnpike goat. He just is out there. He's just minding his own business, doing his own thing. Why do you have to hate?
Isn't it obvious why I have to hate?
It's a goat on a turnpike.
Everybody's lost their mind. That's why I have to hate.
It's like, what happens if the goat gets disoriented one day? What happens if the goat's having a bad day? What happens if the goat eats some shrooms on the highway? This does not end well for the goat, nor does it end well for the 90-mile-an-hour, you know, New Jersey governor that hits him.
That's a good story. Hey,
maybe that could be the story why he got in an accident because he hit the turnpike goat. The
turnpike goat. So I have a question for you. Are you working on anything right now? Because you could do like a documentary on the turnpike goat.
I could actually. I'm working on too much right now, so I can't really do a documentary on turnpike goat. But
It's got It's got Oscar written all over it.
Yeah.
You got to make it like quirky. You got to cast like
Turnpike Goat. I don't understand.
You got to get people that are like famous to talk about the Turnpike Goat.
Yeah, like Richard Belzer.
I was thinking famous. Like famous today.
Like Cher. It's Cher and the Turnpike Goat. Cher loves the Turnpike Goat.
I was thinking famous today, and if you say like the kids in the hall, I'm gonna get angry.
Like the kids in the hall?
No.
I like those guys. They're funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
Crushing your head.
I think they're back. I think they're back or something.
Crushing your head.
I kind of don't want them to be back. Yeah.
You do want them to be back.
Right? I don't.
You love Canadians. Don't even front. You love Canadians.
I don't like Canadians.
Somebody famous like Ricky Gervais.
That doesn't make sense either. I was thinking someone like...
okay, all right.
Like John Cusack. Or John... It could be a sequel to Being John Malkovich. It could be John Malkovich.
What about Ja Rule? Could we get Ja Rule to talk about the Turnpike?
Ja Rule, Ja Wobble, just everybody named Ja that we can...
Yeah, everybody, every Ja name. Then we could go to John's, like Lil John. We get Lil John to do it.
After we
after
we're done with Jaws, we go to people that have Lil as their first name.
Lil Wayne. We could get Lil Wayne.
Lil John, Lil Wayne, Lil Bow Wow.
Kim. What about Lil Kim? Whatever happened to Lil Kim?
Lil Kim. I think Lil Bow Wow is just Bow Wow now, though, right?
Made it dirty. I think he upgraded. Yeah, he grew up, and so now he's not Lil anymore.
Has he turned into like a suburban housewife yet, like Snoop Dogg? Has he made the full transformation?
Not entirely. I saw something about Lil Wayne.
He had
some kind of paternity suit or something against him. That's not something you hear often about in the rap community. Paternity suit.
You know who I've hated for like 100 years.
Me.
But now, with this whole stupid thing that's been going on with, so you know Kanye West, right?
Yeah, the Kanye, yeah,
I don't like that guy.
Why not?
I don't know. I've just never liked him ever. I think he's like, I don't know. Like people are like, oh yeah, Kanye West, but like I don't like the music he puts out at all. I think it's kind of like half-assed or something. I don't know. I don't like it. He's not Drake. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like he's not Drake, and like why Drake is recording music, I will never understand as long as I live. And it's not because I'm old, because I listen to a lot of different music, including, you know, hip hop and whatever. But Drake, he's the least talented person. He's Canadian also, by the way, I found out, which is another reason to hate him.
Another good reason.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No idea. No clue.
This guy is the worst, like, the worst of everything. Like he's like a rapper, R&B, you know, both of those things, right? He can't sing, he can't rap. Everything's totally monotone and
yeah,
like
it's not good.
His voice makes me want to kill him, and he's huge. Huge. And I'm like, what?
Why?
Like what? And I kind of feel that way about Kanye West a little bit, although not as much. I kind of feel like he's like in the realm of like hip hop. You know, you have somebody like P. Diddy who's like, you know, like borderline. But then below that, you have like Kanye. And then below that, you have Drake, right? So, and Drake's at the very bottom because he's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Right. So,
oh, Canada.
So, but Kanye, I think Kanye's misunderstood. And I think I actually misunderstood him before.
I think you do. I think he actually talked to me about that the last time he was at the house.
Yeah.
He was like, Kurt Gola, you don't get me. And I was like, well, Kurt's a complicated.
He talked like a 60-year-old, like Mississippi.
He did. He's like a blues player. He's like, that Kurt Gola, he don't get me. I don't know what to tell you about that, Trevor Kraft, but he don't. I like Kurt Gola. He don't like me. I don't know what to do about that. You got to tell me what to do about that, because I don't know what to do about that.
That sounds just like Kanye. So,
And I said, Kurt's a complicated guy.
I kind of have always hated him.
See?
And when he did that, it was the whole
Why you gotta hate?
And the whole you know, the whole George Bush hates black people thing, which was, you know, somewhat humorous, but like weirdly misplaced and bizarre and, you know, that whole thing. But they've been dueling with Matt Lauer. Like, I guess George Bush and Kanye West have had like dueling interviews with Matt Lauer or something crazy where they're talking to each other through Matt Lauer. And I was watching the Kanye interview with Matt Lauer, and he called out like a bunch of stuff that Matt Lauer, like, I liked what he was doing and what he was saying. And basically they would ask him a question, and then they would like show a clip. You know, they're like, hey, well, how about that thing when you totally screwed up with Taylor Swift? You know, how about that? Do you want to talk about that? And then the camera went on him, and then they did one of those things where they played a clip like underneath, you know, like,
yeah,
of him doing it. But he could hear it, and he's just like, why are you doing that? Like, why are you playing this clip? Like, it's annoying, and stop it. I can hear it. And before that, they were like, what about, you know, I talked to Bush and he seemed really upset about that thing that you said. Here, watch this clip of us right. talking to Bush 2 days ago. And they showed the clip, and he and the camera went back on him, and he's like, you don't need to show me that to try to prompt an emotion. I was like, yeah.
Surprise.
Like, and I was like, that's awesome that
yeah.
because that's such crap that they do. And I was happy to see that. So he went up a few points in my eyes.
After that interview, Kurt Cole and I got a little bit of. Just a little bit better.
Wow. You should take that. I mean, really.
We ain't going to be real good, but it's all right.
Because you look like Kanye. And
I do look like Kanye. It's very true.
Also sound like Kanye.
It's funny because a lot of times I'll go to the mall. I'll go get an Orange Julius because I get a large orange Julius. Uh-huh. And I always feel weird ordering that in that way because the store is called Orange Julius, but there's like a strawberry Julius now. And like a pineapple orange Julius, and they don't contain any orange, so it's kind of funny to go in there and say I'd like a strawberry orange Julius. So what? Then I have to go in and say I'd like an orange Julius, and it sounds like I'm a stutterer. But the point of the story is that a lot of people, like the guy who's behind the counter,
yeah,
who type, may I take your order, please? And then I say I'd actually like a large orange Julius. He said okay. You're Kanye, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. That's the weird part. And I don't know why it's only Orange Julius that the guy says, you're Kanye.
Does that happen in Jamba Juice?
No. See, that's the weird part. I think it only happens in Dairy Queens. And I think it's something about a cold drink product, which then you would think, yeah, Jamba Juice would work. That would exactly be what the next step is. But I've been into I haven't been to enough Jamba Juices, I think, is part of the problem. They're not expecting Kanye to walk in looking like I do. And so, hi, can I help you with Jamba Juice? And then I go in there and they're like, hey, Kanye. But they don't do that here. But the guy at the Orange Julius.
Here's your Orange Julius, Kanye. I love you.
That's the cool stuff. When that happens, I like that.
Do you sign autographs for him?
Just every now and again. For him, you mean for me? I don't know what's for him.
You look like you aren't him. You aren't whether you're delusional enough to believe that you're Kanye West or not, that's a whole.
He walks up to you in an Orange Julius and they say, hi Kanye. Then
yeah, you just go with it, I understand.
I say, hi. And if I'm signing Kanye's name, that means I am Kanye.
I think I'm done talking about him.
See, also the part of the thing which is great now that I live on in California
yeah.
is I can actually be Kanye West.
Oh,
before I was Kanye East.
Did you really?
And so now I can.
We should just do a whole cringe cast of puns and plays on words.
Kanye.
Just an hour of puns and plays on words, please.
Julius, cause you're Kanye. Just a little bit of extra Julius. Just the orange.
Oh, God.
A little bit.
Why do I talk to you? Why do I even talk to you, much less do this with you? There's something so... There's something
hilarious and it's good time.
So wrong with you.
Yeah, I do have some problems. I do absolutely have some problems.
Yeah. So that's it. Like as far as famous people that I used to hate that I don't hate as much. We should have segments, and we should have a segment called Famous People That I
used
to hate.
I've been begging you for segments for a long time.
Famous people that I used to hate that I don't hate quite as much.
Yeah, that I hate a little bit less.
Yeah, that'd be a good segment. Yeah.
That is actually a good segment, because then that really, it's such a broad range, you know?
There's that happens a lot to me, where I either... Yeah. I don't really know.
I don't think you know either, but you know what I think? I think that on next week's podcast, yes. I think we are going to do, I'm going to come up with a celebrity that I used to despise and now I hate 10% less because of something that happened.
And do you mean?
And it's not Tori Spelling.
Living 110 miles outside of LA, do you run into a lot of celebrities? Just walking around.
I saw Kanye at the
Orange Julius.
The Orange Julius. I saw him the other day.
So did they freak out because there were two Kanyes? Were they like, oh my god? Oh my god, two Kanyes. There are
what?
Two Kanyes.
It's the Armageddon. That? It's Armageddon. When Kanye appears twice at a place of orange juices, thus is the harbinger of the apocalypse.
Kanye has a twin brother who's just really white.
It's the atmosphere in Southern California. It makes things look lighter than they actually are.
Got it.
So yeah, next week I'm going to come up with a good one. Because I don't know who that could be yet. Because it's not Corey Feldman, and it's not Tori Spelling, and you know.
Yeah, Tori Spelling. Wow, that's she.
Yeah, that's absolutely not. Based on our last interaction with Tori Spelling, I just hate her more. So.
She was weird.
She was very weird, and she was too thin. There was a problem there. She's too thin.
She's definitely too
thin. You could break her legs like a toothpick, and it would not even be a struggle. You would not need, by the way, a Rayathon power suit to break
her leg. Tori Spelling's leg.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You would not need 17 times your own human strength to break Tori Spelling's legs.
She's a weird lady.
It was a little bit funky. You remember that?
She's a weird, weird lady. I have photos of her.
Yeah, I do too.
That if they were released publicly, we'd get sued. And they're not that kind of photo.
No, they're absolutely not. They're normal.
Because that honestly would be horrifying. Like, that type of photo. These are just like regular photos of her, but her.
I don't know how he does it.
Like, is she.
That's that Dean McDermott, because I don't know how he puts up with it.
Is she like.
How do you hit that?
Is it all the plastic like surgery?
There's a lot of stuff that's going on up in all regions.
Yeah, she was a weird lady.
Yeah, it was, you know, she got her own special thing going on.
Yeah.
Last thing I'm going to say do a little shout out, a memorial shout out to my boy, Dino De Laurentiis, who died today at age 91. Moment of silence. Dino De Laurentiis. Good moment. So,
is that someone that...
Dino De Laurentiis? Producer, film producer, famous film producer. Dune, remember Dune?
The 5-hour Dune or the 2.5-hour Dune?
2.5. Well, they're both in the same, but yeah, the 2.5-hour Dune. The
wasn't that Ellen Smithy? Didn't the 2.5-hour Dune become an Ellen Smithy project?
I'm not talking about the sci-fi one. I'm talking about the movie one.
Dune. I'm talking about the movie one. What do you mean the movie one? The Dune movie, wasn't it like 11 hours and then they didn't want to cut it down?
No, it was like 5.5 hours.
Right. And then they didn't want to cut it down, but then they were
forced. But there's other ones that actually, you know. Serpico? Everybody heard of Serpico?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, that was his too. So, you know.
Did you know him?
No, but I liked his movie.
You're a big fan of Dune?
500 movies. Dude,
wasn't
500
wasn't
movies.
Sting wasn't Sting in Dune?
Sting was in Dune.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do like Sting. We all know this.
You like Sting? Do you like his musical output?
I do actually.
Did you like it with the Police, and then did you also like the solo output?
I liked him solo start, and then I also liked the Police. I don't have a problem with either. I think his solo stuff is actually quite quite versatile. I'm impressed by him. And his musicality.
Do you Do you put on Dream of the Blue Turtles? So just like,
yeah, I really just like that album. That's like the one album I really don't like.
Thank you.
I started with Soul Cages and I went on from there.
Okay, thank you for saying that. Okay, you're redeemed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you you know, he does the tantric sex.
He's into the tantric sex, so I've heard. I've not yet tried the tantric sex myself.
He also likes to talk about being into the tantric sex or something, because everybody
used to talk about that a lot. He talks about that a lot less.
What does he talk about now?
Stories, making music, you know, normal artsy shit.
So he's done with the tantric.
He was amazing, actually. I mean, I saw him in concert not too long ago. My friend Steven Mercurio was is the conductor for his current Symphonicity tour. Symphonicity.
Oh yeah, so they're doing Police songs.
Yeah, they're doing Police songs and Sting songs with a full orchestra, and it's quite impressive. It's a great tour, amazing set.
Are the other members of the Police involved?
Oh, what are you kidding me? No. No.
But yet they're doing Police songs.
I think he pays them a hefty sum of money. I have no idea, actually.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Okay.
But I'm a lifelong fan. Always will be.
Of Sting.
Yeah. And of my friend Steven, who's the conductor.
I liked him in that. Oh, that wasn't him. That was David Bowie. Never mind. I was going to say, I liked him in that movie, but then, because Sting has been in movies, but the movie.
He's been in many, actually. There was another movie that he was in, but I don't remember what it was called.
Nice.
He's only been in like two or three. Oh, he was in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
That's great. I was thinking of a David Bowie movie. I was thinking of Labyrinth, actually. And I thought for some reason.
And they thought for a little bit they were going to put him in there, actually. He was one of the casting choices.
That makes sense.
David Bowie instead.
Was David Bowie channeling Sting in the giant Tina Turner wig? Because I think
that's why Sting didn't do it. He saw the wig. He's like, I can't. Sorry.
The Tina Turner.
Sorry. Not going to do it. Sorry.
That's actually a fine film.
Labyrinth is fantastic.
Yeah, Labyrinth Brian is actually.
Stroud was the production designer of all of the goblins.
It's actually
fine. And Jim Henson, one of my absolute idols and heroes, Jim Henson.
There were some Muppets in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, Jim Henson was great. Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
The guy that they have doing Kermit now, which I guess is his son, maybe?
Yeah, it's not so great.
He doesn't do it right.
Not the same. It's not the same. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because a lot of new kids don't know it. You know, they don't know the old stuff.
The old stuff's hard to find. I was looking for it.
Muppet Show? It's like on like six sets of DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What I meant is it's hard to find in a way that I don't have to pay for it. Because I don't like to pay for things.
So last thing I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
That was the second last thing I'm going
to
talk about.
And what I mean by I don't like to pay for things, I mean I like to pay for things, but I don't like to pay the price necessarily that certain companies or whatever like to ask. Like, I love Netflix, like, because I just pay a certain amount and I get like all this content. Yeah. But their content isn't too current in some ways.
No, at all.
Some of the other stuff is. And there, you know, maybe it'll get better, maybe not. But there's some other stuff that's just like missing, and it's usually stuff that I'm into. Like, I'll be like, oh, I want to see every movie that this actor was in, and I'll go, and this actor's been in like 12 movies, and like one of them is available for streaming. And I'm like, how is that possible? You know, and they're like older, you know, older things. I don't know. I want everything streamed. The Boxy. Do you know about The Boxy?
You have mental problems.
No, The Boxy. Do you know The Boxy?
No.
The Boxy came out, like, today, maybe. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's some crazy device that aggregates content from the internet. It's some, like, crazy, cool new box.
I'm just sad that that they closed LimeWire.
Did you know that Skype was originally made by Kazaa, another file sharing system?
I think we're getting too techie. I think we're talking about too much nerd shit. So I tell you what.
Did you know that the 64-bit processor?
Exactly right. That's where we're going. It's like, I really feel that the Atari 2600 was a much better gaming platform because in its original simplicity, I found just absolutely cathartic reaction to a lot of different things. You know, it's like, what are we doing here? You know,
we are preparing for our communal suicide on next week. Yeah. I think is what we're doing. I think we're getting to a place that's very dark and very lonely together.
And but at least we're together. At least there's some companionship.
And it's like a little Romeo and Juliet thing. And we're gonna offer ourselves on next week's show. What I think that would help.
Which was maybe the best solution.
Well, that might help.
Because then it'll be like The Office. It'll be a nice, like, easy 6-episode deal. You know.
You get out while you're ahead. That's
get out while you're ahead.
While you're on top.
Nathan Farley.
And we're definitely Nathan Farley. Nathan Farley, by the way, one of the greatest shows ever made.
Unequivocally.
Nobody has seen this. I talk to everybody about this. They're like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And then I go into it a little bit and they're like, I still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You have problems.
I'm like, you need to go see this show right now.
Believe.
Yeah. So Trevor, I'm still under the weather.
Yep.
And so I'm not at my I'm not on point. I'm not at my top form here.
But that's okay.
So this podcast we're cutting it short.
Yeah.
Because my throat is starting to hurt again.
And that's okay.
But
we'll kick it again next week. Hopefully her hurt will be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Over New Jersey. Trevor's always good in California.
Wow. Really? And you're gonna be combative in the closing. Really? That's your thing. I've been ill for 2 weeks. I thought I was gonna die. And I'm like, I'm falling apart. I just wanted to like do this again because I forgot how to do it. And it's like I get back on that horse and you not only push me off the horse, you
shat on your
face. Horse around and you step on me with the horse and then the horse.
Make sure the manure goes right into your poopy mouth.
And then the manure and all of that.
Poop mouth. Manure mouth.
Dude, I was this flu was like it was death. So I appreciate you jumping on top and helping,
kicking a man while he's down.
Yeah, I really
thank
you.
You're down.
Thank you.
No,
so
no worries. That's actually what I'm here for. And it's actually called negative encouragement. It's a whole new psychology that I'm working on, or psychosis. I can't tell which yet.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Kurt, hey. always a pleasure.
Yes,
and I'm glad that we're back on it. And
and thank you for your words of encouragement. Silence@sarcasm.com. Thanks guys, for this edit. You do the closing, bitch.
All right, everybody. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate, very much your listening and giving us all those wonderful 5-star ratings. And, we will see everybody next week on another episode of Uncomfortable Silence.
We can't see them.
That was uncomfortable.
We can't see them.
So we will hear everybody next. We actually can't hear them.
We can't hear
them,
dude.
We will talk to people next week on another episode of Uncomfortable Silence.